Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. Oh, you look beautiful. As always. Always great to see you. Oh, you're a delight.
Oh. You're not on?
Did you get way too much sleep again last night?
Good.
You know what's crazy? I apparently, whether I drink or not, and no matter how late I stay up, I will sleep till as late as I'll sleep the day away. I went to bed at 9:45 on Friday.
Lucky.
Dude, it's incredible. I really expected. So I go to bed at 9:45. I'm like, it's going to be great. I'll be up at 7. How could I not be, right? Who could sleep more than 10 hours?
Who could? A teenager.
Turns out me.
A teenager, exactly.
Yeah, I guess I'm just a teenager.
Yes. No, it's good.
I woke up at 3:45 as usual. And
oh,
because that's when my alarm goes off and the mic, but I look up and went, ha, 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 back to sleep. And then
this is Sunday morning?
No, this is Friday. This is Saturday morning.
Okay.
So Friday night, my husband had to go to his fantasy football pick night. Hey. And so my sister-in-law, Debbie, did the stair walk on the stair climb on Saturday. So she was like, I want to go to bed early. And we had a light dinner and we watched a movie together. We watched Long Shot.
Was it good?
It's cute. It's like you said, though. It's just like, come on. The whole time, the whole problem is that she's like a world-class beauty and he's a schlub. Like, there's no... But fine. Okay. Yes. We'll watch that.
It happens in real life, sir.
No. Not like that.
Not like that.
Not like that. It doesn't.
And, it's super... It's a fun movie, but
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun as anything.
I believe... You know, science fiction more than I believe that.
And then from behind and then choke me a little. Let's do that. So it's good.
How was that?
It's good. It's hot. She's like, all right, we'll do it your way. And then a little bit my way. So anyway, we watched the movie.
Boy, you just nailed the peak of that film.
It's the best part. So it's 9:45 and I haven't taken a nap. So I'm going, I mean, I'm already. I was fading during the movie, for God's sake. Luckily, it was so funny that I just couldn't fall asleep. So... I'm in bed at 9:45. I'm like, this is great. I'm going to get up. If I'm up early enough, I'm going to go with them and support them at the stair climb.
Oh, wow. Big goals.
Well, you know, I just figured, how could
I
not?
The night before.
And you weren't drinking? What?
I hadn't had a single drink. So I figured, look, it's like I just stayed up a little bit late. So I wake up at 3:45, laugh, go back to sleep. Wake up again. It's 11:30.
Wow.
That's it. So I slept for 14 hours. Is that how many that is?
Yeah, but what about last night?
Last night, I fell asleep at 7:30 and slept all night. It was great because you know what? I didn't really drink this weekend. I know. So Saturday night,
you
we walked
swore
down.
Off.
Well, I didn't swear off because I had a couple drinks on Saturday night when I went to dinner with Pat and Marianne. And we had a nice dinner. I had a lemon drop and a beer. And then I got home and I started another drink. John and Mamie a drink when we got back to the house. And then I just started fading on the couch.
Like, eh.
I didn't make it to midnight either night. Which is so not like me. And then yesterday I slept till like 10:30, and then I got in bed at 7 o'clock, and I was asleep by 7:30. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It is.
Well, that's good
Maybe
for
I just,
you.
I know. Hooray for me, winning. Duh.
But I'm like 3 a.m. 3 a.m. Here we are.
Oh, you just
I know.
Wake
and
up
on Sunday,
3 a.m.
Oh, I my did God. Too. On Sunday though.
Saturday, Sunday. Yep.
Oh.
I got in bed. I had everybody. Following the plan, I kept the lights low. No one bothered
plan.
Me for anything. I did my share of the cleaning. Got to my room, was quiet, cool. Got in
just
bed,
right.
Plenty of time. It's 8 o'clock. I'm gonna watch Big Brother in the morning, and then I just sat there. You know the sleep IQ score that we get? I got a 51 last night.
Oh no,
51.
What's a good one? I know you guys do the commercials. What's the good one?
100.
Well, 100 is the best you can get.
Oh, so it's 100.
So
okay.
Basically,
my peak is a 90. That's me at I slept the best I could ever sleep was a 90.
Well, you set a goal, too. Like, if you, you know, like, I am going for 8 hours. So mm-hmm. if you don't even get in bed with 8 hours left until you have to get up, there's no way you're going to hit your goal. So you set your goal, and then it knows what your average heartbeat is. It knows what your average breaths per minute are. And it knows when you're moving around and how restless you are. So it measures how much good sleep you're getting.
This is Mattress Firm, everyone.
No, it's not. It's Sleep Number.
Oh, Sleep
Number. But listen, you know, don't feel bad. It's confusing. So Sleep Number is our smart bed.
Edit.
Don't.
We won't send this air check.
No, don't. Please don't. Or just cut that one part out.
Yeah, just cut you out.
No worries. No worries.
Oh, well.
It's over now anyway.
Right.
So listen, so we are going to be live on Facebook all morning. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
Because we are. We're just going to be live. Normally, we do this one live on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so all
Check
morning.
Us out.
Yeah, all morning long, you'll be able to watch us live on Facebook. Go to the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. Hello. You can watch us. You can watch us there.
All right.
Yeah, it's
That's
fun.
Just for because we are. It's going to be good.
Because it's Monday.
Because
yeah,
it's Monday. Why wouldn't we have some fun?
Yeah. Oh, I love Mondays.
Oh, my
Mondays
God.
Are the best.
Oh, me too. Oh, you guys.
So what about your kids? What'd you do, Vin?
I took... On the way home from work, I called my the guy who takes care of my car, and I'm like, I need an appointment. My
this
oil's coming up. This is Friday.
Okay.
And he goes, well, we're leaving for Hawaii for 2 weeks. So,
oh, so no.
Nice.
And I'm just like, bro, 2 weeks? Who gets to close their company down for 2 weeks?
Someone that deserves it.
So he goes, all right, bring it in right now.
Oh.
Nice.
So I brought it in right, like, I brought him, you're like, that's
well,
the way.
He sees you all the time.
I'm right around
you're
the corner.
One of his best. You're yeah. why he can take a vacation to Hawaii right. for 2 weeks.
Thank you, Vinny. You're paying for our
be.
Room.
So I did that. We hung around. Oh, we went out for a little bit that night and had pizza, and the kids got to run around with the cooks. Peter Cook.
Oh, the cooks.
Lighthouse
I thought you meant
Realty.
The cooks.
No, he's got three
the guys
kids.
The guy who made the pizza? That's
yeah,
amazing.
That's
did
so
they get
cool.
to put their own toppings on?
No, there's a place we went and there's like a live music thing. It's kind of cool. And they make pizza, but it's sort of not in the, it's like a, like one of those food trucks kind of. Uh-huh. So they, it was
That's
good.
Fun.
It's fun. Easy. Mm-hmm. Everybody was in bed on time.
I love Peter Cook, Lighthouse Realty. Shame.
Wait.
A nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
It was really, that was one of the best things about your wedding is just like
meeting
all
the
characters, right?
That he talks about.
Right.
One of the conversations I had when I was there is about this guy who had this back problem. It was awful. He was hating. He went to Sweden and got vertebrae replaced. That's right. Not
how could they do that?
Or fused. I don't know. But and
is it cadaver related?
Oh, we got an actual bone from another cadaver.
I actually was so busy taking sister's sick. So we actually had a sick kid and we were just busy doing that most of the weekend. But this conversation was, I meant to go look it up and see how are they. They said they went through his front.
Wow.
So I guess you just part the guts and go into the.
It just seems like there's so much involved there. Like you'd have to, I mean, you can't cut the spinal cord.
I didn't even get to ask. Like, what is this guy, super rich? They don't take Blue Cross in Sweden, do they?
I think it's socialized medicine
exactly,
in Sweden.
Exactly, it is.
You just go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what
a
you...
A lot of people, you, like, a lot of celebrities go to Sweden to get alternative medicine going on there.
How I wonder, though, how that works if you're not a citizen
of Sweden. Yeah, you can't
Sweden.
Get free medical when you're
maybe,
not a...
Maybe you pay for it, but it's ding, more ding, reasonable because it's not a, you know, they're not inflating the... prices because
I don't
insurance
know, but
is only going to pay a portion of them anyway.
Right.
These guys were all busy with their wine, so I couldn't really get straight answers out of them as they're, you know, doing three things at once. But I was really surprised. Like, I thought, well, does that mean handicapped people might be walking again?
Mm-mm. Probably not.
I don't. Yeah, I don't see how.
It's
but
the spinal cord that's the. Well, that's... But if you have a bad back and they can somehow replace a bone, like it just seems like you'd have to cut it in half and
I don't know,
and
dude.
Clamp it around the cord. I don't. That's crazy. It's amazing what
if
we
you
can
people,
do.
People, anybody out there knows about that? I'd love to.
Yeah.
Tell me where to look. It's not wild. That I need it, but that's interesting.
No, but, I mean, so many people suffer with back problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no joke.
You're not kidding. In fact, was he at your house last night for the Pats game?
He was. He's actually seems like he's feeling a lot better.
Good.
We didn't. They didn't do the Pats game. We did the whole thing over at my brother's condo. I have to go to bed, and I can't.
Couldn't have a party at your. That's
well, it's so funny because even during the day, they were watching just football all day.
Mm-hmm. It was on. Yeah.
Yeah, and so every
game was like at 4 o'clock,
5:30,
even. Five.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they watched football all day, and because they've got people on every GD team with their stupid fantasy thing.
Let me just say this real quick.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Niners!
I know, Niners. I watched a little of the Niners game. That was good.
Yeah, they were good.
Well, it's, you know, nice to start with a W.
Yes,
they said this was
is.
their first win in the East Coast time zone since 2014. Like,
what?
Really?
Yeah. Can you frigging believe that?
When did we go to the Super
Garoppolo
Bowl?
Played.
He did.
I don't know, but they didn't win in the East Coast time in the Eastern time zone.
Maybe it was 2014 when we went to the Super Bowl.
Maybe.
Would have to be.
I don't know.
Wow, that's...
I know. I was like, that stat is amazing. Like, to not win on the Eastern time for 5 years, it's time to turn that around. And they're, you know what? They're well on their way. Look at them. They're in first place.
I didn't even watch the Pats, but when I looked it up on my pad, they just killed the Steelers.
Yeah, that's too bad for Hooman. I'm sure he was very upset. He wore a Steelers jacket.
Did he really? How funny.
He was ready. They were all settling in, right? So my brother made chili and had all the little accoutrements.
Is that John's recipe? Yeah.
It was my mother's recipe, actually. So it was funny because I tasted it. I'm like, oh, this does taste like mom's chili. It's crazy.
All right.
You might need to put that at RadioAlice.com.
No, it's good. It was great.
You didn't like it.
Well, honestly, I'm just really used to John's chili, my John's chili now. Oh. So it was fine. But it was funny because I bit it into it and I went, that does taste like my mom's chili. Huh, it's funny.
Gross. No.
No, it's fine. You know, fine.
Just kidding, Allie.
Yeah, it was totally fine. But they, you know, so we each had a bowl of chili and everyone's, and then there they are settling in around the TV. I'm like, oh. Well, I'm going to go home and watch Big Brother, and I'm going to go to bed all by myself. I was like all alone in the house. It was so nice. Oh.
Did you find yourself hoping for something to mix the... spoiler alert. Hoping something...
Yes.
Someone would win
Please.
Something so that he could change what's inevitable.
Well, the only chance he has left now is the veto. And he's won a bunch of them when he really needed to.
Oh,
so
we're talking Big Brother.
We're
now.
Talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we went from football.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Big Brother. Look, you know the problem I'm having with Big Brother right now is I hate the guy who's going to win with the white hot passion of a thousand suns.
That's that guy Mitchie.
Mickey.
What's his name? Mickey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is an awful human being, and for him to be yelling about karma, I'm like, oh my god, dude, please karma, please. If there was ever a time, it's now.
Well, he still has to win based on votes, and he may not have the votes that...
Depends who he goes up there with, and if he goes up with Holly, it's very possible that she wins just based on everyone else's bitterness. But I think that the people sitting in that house are going to go, he played the best game. He certainly played a better game than Holly. Holly's entire game has been hugging him and floating around him like an odd satellite.
The leg hug.
Oh, it's so gross. And then when Nicole did it too, I'm like, please stop doing that to him. Oh.
It must be something he...
pulls them off their
feet.
Yeah,
it's like a move. He must be... It just seems too regular.
It's gross.
Maria Facebooked me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes. Maria from Napa, our BB consultant.
Watching Mickey talk about karma. I've personally seen what karma will do, and it can be ugly. He is the one that should watch out. And then he kneels to pray.
Yeah.
And talks about how he's praying for Christy because he doesn't respect her or her gameplay. He's so ugly inside.
Hmm.
Nicole's saying she got herself to the top five of BB. Nope, you did not. Not really. One comp is not what you got there. Mickey is. I don't know what that all means.
It means she just is aligned with the right people.
Being properly aligned is part of the game.
It absolutely is.
Tommy's such a good guy, a good sport.
I know. He is. He's. You really feel for him.
He's supporting Nicole.
Boy, that accent, and when he goes
and
high.
And those tears.
It's like the Jerky Boys are coming through my TV.
Jerky Boys.
You remember them?
Yeah.
The Jerky Boys. They were a thing for
a
while.
They were a thing, and that's what I hear when I just, you don't see him, you just hear him. You go, that's the.
Yeah.
It's that East Coast jerky boy
it's
thing.
It's that, right, Jersey. Well, I guess he's a New York guy, right?
Whatever.
He's like a Staten Island guy
same
or something.
Same thing.
How about...
But him, Christy, and Nicole all sort of have that.
Mm-hmm.
The movie title, The Trucker with the Bad Tattoo, haha.
Yeah, he's got a bad tattoo.
One of the games they played was like a movie title thing where they had to figure out which movie they were talking about. It's just a dumb game, but Mickey also ruled at that. I mean, the guy's unstoppable. There's no question he is a comp beast. You just want him to fail so bad.
She says, "I'm rooting for Tommy."
Yeah, I think everyone is. He needs to win. He needs to win that veto.
Let me look up this Tommy guy.
Tommy's great. He's the little Broadway dancer. He's fabulous.
Oh, okay. I know his face.
Yeah, he is. He's adorable, actually. Like, he just seems like such a genuinely nice person. Yeah. You can't help but like him.
Tommy Bracco, 28, Staten Island, Broadway dancer. Yeah.
Staten Island.
Staten.
Yeah.
Well, you can hear it.
Oh, you sure can. There's no hiding that. It's good. Yeah, it's been a good season. I'm really bummed that Mickey and Holly, they're just awful people. Like, neither one of them is my favorite. The only one that I like Cliff and Nicole. They're fine, but
Tommy. I can't believe Cliff is still there. I didn't even know the show, and I can't believe that guy's still there.
Well, it's funny because he was the very first day he was thrown into a situation where he could have been the first one out.
Right.
And I think Mickey was the one who said, Mickey said, old
that
person,
guy's getting out of jail,
heavy person, and two black people. Go. He literally took all, everyone that wasn't a 22-year-old hottie. And threw him into the wolves. And then David was the first one who lost out on that challenge.
We never even got to hear that guy talk.
No. And he actually seemed like he might have had a pretty good game going. Whoa. Like, the very little we did hear, he was a quiet dude who watched everything and had the whole thing figured out. And then he didn't make it back because Cliff made it back.
Oh, well.
And listen, Cliff's actually, if Cliff makes it to the end, he might be able to make an argument for himself. Hey, I was thrown out the first night. I was actually evicted.
He's a winner.
And got myself back in. I've won when I needed to win.
If he makes it onto the jury, I'd vote for him.
Mm-hmm. You mean if he makes it?
I'm not a
to
jury
the
onto
two.
The final two. Yeah, I'd vote for him.
Sure.
Done.
Yep.
And even though he's
possibly
sometimes I think. Maybe it shouldn't come into play, but I think people are, it's about giving money to someone who maybe doesn't need it. They go you had a good game, but you're an oil engineer, dude.
Right.
We could give it to this person, their life would be changed.
For you, that's like a nice padding for your retirement.
Right. That's a swimming pool at your mansion in Texas.
God. Is he that rich? I didn't know.
He's an oil engineer. What does that mean?
I have no idea what
that
means.
I think that makes you rich, right?
I don't know. They seem like a normal family when they showed
them. It seems very hazardous to your health. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't I don't really know.
Yeah. I would think that he is.
Yeah.
It seems like oil tycoon. Those
it
two
does,
things
it
go
does
together.
Seem like oil seems like rich, but I'm sure there's a lot of people working in the oil industry who aren't the owners. And I have no idea.
Hmm.
They seemed very normal when you saw their house.
Oh, more than normal.
Oh.
Like normal attacked them.
Right. They're in Normal's prison.
They got jumped by Normal and Normal won.
Yeah. That's funny.
Normal. Anyway, just a few more weeks of Big Brother left. Sorry for the people who hate it. And then we'll be getting into Survivor.
I saw the first ad.
Oh, you did?
I don't know if I'm stoked on the... What is it called? The Return of the Idols or something like that?
The Icons or...
Whatever.
Yeah.
The Heroes.
I have something on that.
Yeah,
no one really local, though. A lot of people from SoCal, though.
Hmm.
I think a lot of people, think they're going to jumpstart whatever acting career. They're looking to be cast on anything.
Uh-huh.
Well, what was that girl's name?
Which one?
On
Big Brother?
Colleen?
Oh, Colleen.
Colleen?
That very first season.
Segued
Colleen,
from that show into, Rob Schneider.
Yeah. Still, she did a movie.
But yeah, she made a full-on motion picture with Rob Schneider. For how?
I don't know. And actually, Stacy, the local, wasn't that her name, Stacy?
Yeah,
she got
a
Reebok commercial or a Nike commercial or something. A lot of them on that very first season. Richard Hatch went on to get I think he still does a radio show. I'm not sure what his deal is.
He got into trouble for some reason.
He got some IRS stuff.
He went to jail and got out, but he kept that weight off, too. And he, because, you dropped some pounds on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And got into radio, and who knows what he's doing now. But a lot of people on that very first season, because it was such a phenomenon. Now, I swear to God, they brought back people from last year on the show last night. And I went, oh, what are their names? Could not, you know, obviously they tell you what the names are.
It's been 20 years.
Oh, see, so. I felt like those two were extremely memorable.
Yeah, I remembered them.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I was like, I don't know their names. I couldn't have. I was like, I don't know, Sway Lee and Tammy or something.
Sway Lee.
Well, his name is Swaggy. Swaggy C.
Swaggy C and Bailey.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just couldn't come up with the guy's name.
I turned him on. I go, isn't that a rapper, Sway Lee?
Certainly heard Sway Lee since the last time I've heard Swaggy C and Bailey. God, that Bailey chick is hot. Did you watch that? This morning, I guess?
I watched it this morning.
She had this, she's this gorgeous chick, Bailey, and she had this little pink dress on, or just legs for miles, and
she's gorgeous, but she's got a lot of work to do to get the image of bleeding from the mouth as she screamed hysterically about. Who was she yelling at? I don't even remember that.
She's yelling at the guy who didn't win, right? She was yelling at the blonde surfer dude from Ohio.
Oh.
What the hell was his name? Oh, Taylor. It was Taylor. That's the thing. Like, even though that was just last year and I was fully immersed in it, I don't have any of those people's names anymore.
I'm getting tired of collecting $5 from you. I'm going to have to make
those
someone
$5
responsible
collections.
For collecting my money.
It's got to be a game. It's got to be officially a game.
You should start dishing it out, Vinny. If you're collecting too much, you should start
giving your money away. Yeah. We could come up with some good charities.
Okay.
We got Bryn over there.
You know? Oh, Bryn's a charity?
Yeah. Bryn had to jack his house up this weekend. Maybe I'm not supposed to talk about that. Uh-oh. Anyway, KLSE, is it okay if I talk about that?
We have concert tickets coming up, Sarah, and I know you're excited about that.
Oh, my God.
I was listening to Bailey scream and watching her
bleed from her mouth.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she
Oh, my God.
Dude, it hasn't even really begun yet. I mean, she has yet to bite her tongue and start bleeding from the mouth.
It's that last vocal cord sound, though, where you go, uh-oh.
It's shrieking.
Out of her mind.
Oh, she's insane. Is she bleeding there? I think she starts to bleed
there. Oh, yeah, she's bleeding. Yeah. Her tongue is red.
Oh, she's
poor thing. You see that on her mouth? Yeah. Her teeth are
all tinged red. Yeah, that was good. That was one of the good episodes last year. Bad news. Whew.
Very. Yes.
All right, KLSE, KLSE HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Right when we get back, we have tickets for Cake and Ben Folds this Friday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.